Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Also, you know what else could happen at some point, Colby?
I don't know.
All the Cowboys sign contracts.
Okay.
Because Clarence Hill told us, per Stephen Jones, Amari Cooper, Zeke, and Dak have all received, quote, fair offers. So, negotiations are over, Colby. We have come to an accord. They have been given what management has determined to be a fair offer. All of them will be signed tonight, is my prediction.
Well, your prediction is it's no, that's not you.
You wanted to say it was wrong, but you were like, I'm going to wait just in case.
Yeah, just in case it happens. Do you think maybe they tried my method of just telling them this is how much money we have left in the cap for all you guys and y'all go fight it out and that's their fair offer?
I do kind of believe, if you've never heard Colby's radical, probably not NFLPA approved idea, I'll tell you in just one second, but I also want you guys to get your feedback in. We love hearing from y'all. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. The other day, we were accused of being too negative, which I have never been accused of in my life.
Yes.
So now we ask the question, which part of the Cowboys are you absolutely, positively, impossibly sure is going to be awesome this season? And for Colby's salary cap idea, real quick, in case you haven't heard it, essentially, they're given an amount of money that they have to spend and told between the players, here's the money we have. You guys figure out how to divvy it up and who gets what. I think it's a tremendous idea that will never get approved by the players' union and will slowly but surely destroy all the teams.
Yeah. What my exact plan is, you have the pie chart, right? And
yep.
You have the amount in the middle of it. And you hand them all magic markers and tell them to go into another room and y'all just divvy up that pie. Just divvy it up.
I'm fine with that.
And then they walk out and they just put their names, and that's their signing of the contract. They just put their names on the pie.
All right.
So
we asked the question for positivity. Training camp starts today. You got the welcome to training camp press conference. And in case you missed some of that, we got stuff from Jerry, Steven, and Mr. Robot himself coming up. We asked for some feedback, and here you guys are from the 903. Linebackers.
That's got to be guaranteed to be good, right? Unless you just have a major rash of injuries. And I can say that because I'm not Corey Majors.
That's right.
So that's one of those to where when you look at who's there and then you look at the backup, which is Sean Lee, basically. Okay, we can handle with you know, Jalen and LVE. Let's go.
That does really give you an insight into how quickly the game of football changes, right? Your primary backup is going to be a player that 2 years ago you couldn't win without.
Mm-hmm.
And fans couldn't fathom that you could win without, right? How wild is that? And it's not just like age. I mean, I understand the concept that he's slowing down, but let's not pretend like that's the only reason that he's being moved to the backup spot. You think in those two guys, Jalen and LVE, you have, what, potential for two of the best 10 linebackers in the league?
Yes.
So it is remarkable how quickly that changes from the 940. Yeah, the Dallas linebackers are going to be awesome. This one interests me because I don't necessarily fall into this category. From the 972, the front seven. So I understand that obviously that incorporates the linebackers. I guess I'm not as sold on the defensive line as much as others, in that it still kind of seems like, tank aside, you have put together a roster that is filled with filled with quantity as opposed to straight quality, you know?
But isn't that kind of the point of the defensive line, or a good one at that, is that you have guys that you can continue to run out there at a pretty high level?
I agree with your hypothesis. I don't know if I agree with all of the wording of that you can continue to run out at a high level. I guess that is my concern, is for everybody who wants to hype up Malik Collins, for me, I think injury. For everyone who wants to hype up Randy Gregory, I think potential and suspension. You know, and then that was the same kind of thing that you went through with David Irving for a while. If you want to hype up the second round draft pick, you think Taco. And then Taco is still on the team, and you think, does he make this team 100%? Like, of course he'll probably make it because you use a first-round pick. I always think that's foolish logic. The pick is gone one way or another. If he's not good enough to make the roster, go ahead and cut him. I don't care what you invested in him. So that's my concern, is I do believe that if all of those people lived up to their potential, well, hell yeah, you could see wave after wave of defensive line that would overtake the line of scrimmage in the fourth quarter. I just don't know if I believe that all those people are there.
Now, I can't go as far with you on saying that Tristan Hill could end up being Taco. I don't...
Probably not, right? But that's what jumps to my mind immediately.
I actually can't understand that jumping to your mind, because when we saw the tape on Taco, most of us were like, I am not enamored with this pick. Now,
we push for TJ Watt.
Now, that being said, we weren't enamored with LVE, so it's not like we're 100% on which player is going to be which. But as far as Tristan Hill, he does look like a man-child out there, to where he's just ready to rock and roll.
Well, then that's the flip side if you're looking for positivity, and maybe that's where the front seven positivity came from, because we feel good about the linebackers, and you're right. If Tristan Hill turns out to be what we hope, you're going to feel great about that. Obviously, you already feel good about Tank. If Malik Collins stays healthy, you're going to feel good about that. If Randy Gregory doesn't get suspended and does anything near what he's capable of, well, then you're going to feel great about that as well. So I think there's potential all over the place.
Now, you get from the 972 that they're actually...
This is positivity. I saw some naysayers, Colby. I'm looking for positivity.
Well, this isn't positivity. I was just going to read a negative text, but I guess I shouldn't, because we're trying to be positive right now.
Exactly. Here's a positive one for you from the 972. I'm positive Dak's going to be throwing those bombs downfield. Man, you just keyed on something that... Whew. I kid you not. First of all, I'll be astonished if that's the case. But more importantly, you just open up a whole new world. If the Cowboys are like, you know what, we're going to go vertical, and then you find out that your quarterback perhaps is, in fact, especially on the Gallup connection, able to go vertical, that's a whole new world. And then I feel even more sure that this Cowboys team is a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
You know what else I'm positive about? Even though everybody's kind of looking at Zeke watch, I'm positive Zeke's going to play this year.
Is he going to play all of the year? Are you positive about that?
I am positive he's going to play all of the year. I don't think we're going to have any game holdouts.
Okay. All right.
So there's that.
More positivity here from the 214. Don't forget about Robert Quinn. That's right. I mean, some people will push Randall Cobb, but I would probably set Robert Quinn up as the top offseason acquisition.
You do get Quinn from the Buccaneers, which when you look at where he was, it's almost like the Amari Cooper, to where he has now a reason to play football, because, you know, being on the Buccaneers, you didn't have too much of a reason. They didn't have a whole lot of semblance of a plan going into the season.
So if they come from a team that has somewhat of a pirate-based mascot, you think that perhaps...
Yes, that's exactly my thinking.
Okay.
No pirate-based mascots is a good team, is what my brain says.
I could see that. And the 817, I don't know if this counts as positive, but they did put the word positive in there, or a variation of it, so I'm going to count it. I'm positively certain we should have drafted TJ Watt instead of Taco. Hold on. I don't know if that fits the bill. What we're looking for is, which part of the Cowboys are you absolutely, positively, impossibly sure will be awesome this season? Now, is linebackers it for you since we started to cover it, or were you going to go in a different direction?
Well, no, linebackers was it for me. Now, I remember Ben said the offensive line. I have some questions on the offensive line.
What?
I am positive that a lot of the offensive line will play good, and throughout the whole season.
How many, like, out of five, how many are we saying you're absolutely positive on?
A good three.
That's, yep, there with you.
A good three. I am positive that three of the offensive line will give you an awesome season.
Are you also positive that Robert Quinn played for the Dolphins and not the Bucs?
No.
Okay.
I bet I am now.
You should.
Because my brain, I was somewhere in Florida.
Yeah,
okay?
They stink down there too.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
The Dolphins are probably going to be the worst team in the NFL, so logic remains the same.
I don't know why my brain said that, but it did. I went for the file cabinet for Quinn, and it came up with Buccaneers.
All right.
It was bad.
Not Medicine Woman?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what percentage of our audience you just reached with that comment, but I appreciate it. So are the three, and this will sound like a dumb question, but I swear I'm honestly asking, the three that you said you're feeling positive about is, in fact, Martin, Smith, and Frederick, yes?
Yes.
Okay, and the only reason I ask that is, like, I heard everything that Travis Frederick said, and Travis Frederick is also, like, one of the nicest and most charitable people in the universe. And so I want him to, of course, be awesome. First of all, because you want him to succeed on a personal level. Second of all, the better he does, the better it is for us Cowboys fans. But you also know how I am. And I am just a tiny bit nervous that after a year away from football with a disease that, like, we all had to quickly try to figure out as we went along, and there's not a whole lot of precedent for the return from that disease. Although we did talk with Mark Schlereth, and
yes.
There is precedent. There's just not a whole ton of it.
Well, it's a very minor percentage of
it is
effective
rare. That's
of the
fair.
Population that end up with that. So when you see somebody in that position able to come back and play football and do it well and do it back to the level that they were, that there is precedent there. And it's, I mean, how many football players have had that?
I mean, the only one that I knew that came back successfully was Schlereth, and that's why we talk with him.
Right.
Are you guys positive that of the one-year-off returners, Travis Frederick will make a bigger impact than Jason Witten?
I am positive of that.
Okay. Reggie?
Yeah, absolutely. Although I'm kind of negative on Witten, so that
well,
made it easy.
You're not the only one, because people are trying to trick me with their use of the word positive. From the 682, I am positive Jason Witten will have the most 5-yard passes caught and fewest yards after catch than anyone else in the NFL this season.
That's... If you stopped before that second part, that was pretty positive.
Okay, but see, but that's not how it works with these texts, because from the 903, I'm absolutely positive Jason Witten will catch 5-yard passes and fall over. That is not positivity.
He'll fall forward, though. He'll get that extra yard or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, look, man, that is positivity. A guaranteed completion matters.
Okay, this is positivity as well from the 817. As a Redskins fan transplant in DFW, I'm positive y'all will own us again.
There
this
it
year.
Is.
I like that. Reggie, what is your positional group that you're positive is going to be awesome?
I was going to say the defensive line, in all honesty.
Ooh.
Yeah, linebackers is a great pick. It's a small group, and, like, it's really hard to miss there when you've got two guys who are really good. One who was competing for defensive player of the year. But like, yeah, the defensive line was really good last season, or at least it was effective in most ways that you'd want it to be. You had additions that will help. And like I said earlier, you've got enough guys that you can run out, that you can give guys breaks. They're not going to get overexerted. And I think that also you have to remember the defenses work in tandem. Like,
sure.
Where, if one part is good, it helps the other part. And even within that defensive line, you have one guy on one side. If they have to put extra effort towards him, that leaves extra room on the other side. And I think that's going to be great for this defensive line.
Look, I would love a world that we live in which Jalen and LVE both see their tackles go down because the defensive line is consistently disrupting the line of scrimmage. Now, you guys have put in some excellent choices, Colby.
I got to tell you, though, on the positive on the offensive line, I just realized my brain just came back to me with the words that you said. You missed one. It's not Smith. I was looking at Connor Frederick.
Not yeah. Tyron?
Yeah.
Wow, that is, and that's why I asked.
Exact.
That is very different.
Wait, holy are you not concerned about Tyron being a year older with back issues?
Of course I am not, because this is our segment of positivity.
Ah, yeah, sure, right, my
so
bad.
So I would never, ever say such a thing.
Of course, we right. can't ruin the sanctity of this segment.
I would never do such a thing. So Connor Williams,
Yes.
You're positive, big step up. I mean, you saw all the weight there, the muscle weight that he's put on.
Second year playing guard next to Frederick's going to be able to point out some things that he needs to do. I think he's going to step up his game.
So, yeah, I can't remember if it was yesterday or 2 days ago. I told you guys that I can't go 7 years having the Dak argument the same way that we did with Romo.
You found the position you want to go with, huh?
I said I was going to delay this for 2 years. I'm not.
Oh!
So feel free to get, I mean, just start texting in what you know I'm about to say, and you're going to be angry. 877-881-1053. I am positive that Dak Prescott is going to be awesome this year.
Like how awesome? What is the magnitude or the degree of awesome?
As good or better than the entirety of his rookie year, which is the best rookie quarterback year in the history of football. So, I am positive that, I mean, not all, because that would be foolishness. So, what would you say? Like, let's just go off the basis that 50% of people think that Dak is the best and 50% think he's the worst. Just like it felt like with Romo, even if that was like vocal minority or whatever. I think you'll be able to shift like 20 to 25% of those people into the positive category.
Those people, no.
You might not.
No, those people aren't going anywhere. The 50% that are out there that says Dak
always going to be there
is awful, and everything else that they've said about him, that you can't win with him, blah, 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 and all the other statements that are out there. Those guys, no matter, I still say if you win the Super Bowl, if Dak Prescott wins the Super Bowl and is Super Bowl MVP, those guys will, you may get 10% of them that say, yeah, I was wrong.
So, not surprisingly, within 3 seconds of each other, from the 214, you're crazy, Kevin, and from the 903, I agree with the Dak statement. So, we're right off the bat, 50 to 50. And then, from the 214, my buddy's an idiot. He thinks Dak will be great. Within 1 second, from a different 214, Kevin, I positively agree with you about Dak. So you might be right. It might make no difference what happens in the season, and everyone's going to be against him either way. He could throw for 40 touchdowns and 4,000 yards, and there'll probably be some people dumping on him and saying, well, it's only because he has an elite receiver in Amari Cooper or an elite offensive line. But you know what? I'm going to believe. I'm going to go against the traditional Kevin viewpoint of hating on everything.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say I'm positive that Dak Prescott is going to be awesome this year.
It's so split down the middle on the fan text. That's hilarious.
Big shock.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.